All right, what we're doing today is going to feel like a different structure to our service. We are going back to a tradition that we began as a church 4 or 5 years ago of having a multi-voice service, inviting people to share from their heart something that God's doing, something that he's teaching them. So we're going to have that. We're going to have a few different people share. That's the outline of our service, all right? So it's different, multiple voices. We're going to ask God to just invite his presence and welcome him here. Will you stand and we'll pray together. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we affirm that you are at work through your Holy Spirit in our world. You're at work in our lives. We get to hear a little bit of that today. And Lord, we ask that for those who speak and those who listen, that today's service would be edifying. It would build up and not tear down. We invite you, Lord Jesus, to be Lord of our lives, and we worship you in this place through song, through scripture, through prayer. Have your way now during this hour in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you can remain standing. Roxy's going to come and lead us in a song of praise.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name. Worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Okay, could I have my fellow singers come up here? We've got some singers, and any of you kids who want to come up, come on up. We're going to get this party started. Do you know the words or do you need sheets? Do you need sheets for the words? Here they are. Unless you know them, you can have sheets. All right, come on. And I told them they can dance, clap their hands, run around, whatever they want to do, because they're going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We're going to show you adults how it's done. We ready, guys? We're spread out there. Some can come over there. Oh,
I've got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy. So very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy. So very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart, yeah, down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Okay, guys, here we go.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, yeah, down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
All right, wonderful. That's already starting to feel like an old Daniel's Event Center multi-voice worship with kids running up and back, and so that's good. Okay, Cindy Blaney's going to come up, and she's our first who's going to share something. She's got some helpers.
All right, guys. You know what? Sometimes life is just like a ball game, right? We got music and we have, sometimes life even gives us curveballs. And my gosh, we have sometimes a pop-up out of nowhere. And the pop-up, sometimes the sun gets in our eyes, right? We think we have it. And then sometimes we do, and if we do, then we're like, gosh, we got that right. God told us to do this, and it just worked out fine. And then sometimes you get some grounders, right? And you're scrambling, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what does God want me to do? But in the long run, it's we got to keep playing the game. We just got to have some fun. And even when someone throws us a curveball, spitball, even a spitball, we can do this, right? So just stay happy, stay focused. And one of my friends told me a long time ago, sometimes the most important lessons in life are learned on the bench. So every day, get up. Put a happy face on, and let's play ball.
Bear with me one second. I don't usually use a laptop, so I want to make sure that the music stand will hold it. Okay, I'm going to lead us through a time of prayer about, again, this is something that is on everybody's mind today after the big decision on Friday. So want to take some time to talk about it and really pray through some things. And I've prepared a few different topics for prayer, and I'm going to share some things. But I think the first thing I want to say with regard to our service today, a multi-voiced worship service, what we've done in the past with that and today has turned out to be that. As we said, we're going to invite people to share, and we're going to ask God to kind of be in that sharing, be with those who speak, and weave it together. And maybe God has a message or even a common message that he wants to deliver to the church through what multiple voices share. That's how we've done it in the past. That's a risk. It doesn't always turn out that way, but we say we're going to trust God that he's working in our lives, and he puts things on our heart, and people share something, and he's going to leave us with a message. In that vein, I wrote down a few things that I've heard already that go along with some of what I'm going to say. Becca talked about loving your neighbor as part of the great commandment, love God and love your neighbor. We sang They'll know we are Christians by our love. If I were to summarize some of what I want to say about the abortion issue, is I might just say it very simply as this. We need to love people that disagree with us on this issue. And I might just sit down and just say that. But in that vein, we need to love people. However you think about the issue, whatever different varieties of opinions you have on it, they will know we are Christians by our love, by how we conduct ourselves when we face the toughest issues of our day. That's how they'll know who the Christians are. I think that's what God is saying through multiple ways in our service today. So hear that first and foremost. They'll know we are Christians by how we love one another when it comes to this and other issues, debates that we face in our country, in our culture, and in the church. I've prepared a few things to pray about specifically regarding this. As we pray about these, I know that I can't cover all the bases. I know that I won't hit everything or say everything that exactly fits with what everyone would like me to say. I know that my views and my bias will come through in some of these prayer requests. But what I want to say, again, first and foremost, maybe I'll say it a number of times, if there are things that I say or pray that you don't agree with, we want you, I want you, to feel welcome and accepted and loved. That's the call of the Christian, to feel all of those things despite any disagreement. So I'm going to pray in a little bit for some specific things locally and then nationally. But again, let me say this one other different way. When we pray about these things, we encounter differences. And next to God, no one knows this congregation better than I do. And what I would say about this congregation and who we are as a people and who it is that God has brought here is Zanesville Neighborhood Church is a collection of very gifted, very intelligent, very committed Christians who come from different backgrounds and have different views on the difficult issues that face us culturally, socially, politically. We are a diverse church. So, when we face moments like this, it didn't hold it. I'll go with what the notes I have from today. It's okay. When we face issues like this, it becomes a little bit more challenging for us. The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. When something goes our way in the culture, in the government, whatever, there are some that rejoice, there are some that mourn. Friday's news and Friday's decision caused some to rejoice in the church. Even in our church, I'm sure. We want to rejoice with those who rejoice. Caused optimism in many. For others, it caused concern, sadness, hurt. We want to acknowledge that too. So in a context like ours, we want to do both. I want you to know that I think that's very challenging work. It's very challenging work for churches. Maybe easier in moments like this in a church where everybody sees everything kind of exactly the same. We can all celebrate together. We can all mourn together, whatever the case may be. Becomes more challenging when that's not the case. So I want you to hear me today. I know that moments like this, and I know full well that there are churches in our nation, even in our community, they're holding celebrations and such today, last night, tonight. That's not something that we do, though we will pray. And part of the reason that we don't do that is because we acknowledge there are people that are celebrating, and I think you should celebrate. If you're joyful today, be joyful. We acknowledge there are also people that are concerned, and we want to be respectful and considerate of that. While this is a challenge for a congregation like ours, here's the upside, and it is a huge upside. What our world needs, what the culture needs, what the church needs desperately are churches and Christians who practice the art of disagreeing well, who can love someone and respect someone with whom they disagree. We need that more than ever because in our culture, things go from here to here to here. Escalate, escalate, escalate. More debate, more division, more contempt. And the church stands in a unique place through the Holy Spirit of God to engage, and not disengage, but to engage the culture. I'm not saying disengage. I'm saying engage, but engage differently. Engage as people of the kingdom, which means kindness, respect, dignity, no contempt, gentleness, understanding, listening. That's what Christian engagement looks like. And that is something that we need more than ever. Now again, our church, we have the opportunity, though it's challenging at times, to practice that. We have the opportunity to practice that. We have a church that sees certain things differently. Though we're connected and united in our love for Christ and our love for neighbor, we influence a wide range of people in our neighborhoods that see the world differently. And what we want them to get from us, first of all, is our love. Is our love. So I want to say those things in just kind of at the front end of the prayer requests that I'm gonna mention to you. Again, these prayer requests do not cover all the bases. There may be prayer requests that you don't agree with, but again, hear me. If you don't agree with any of this, you are welcome here, and we want to love one another regardless. I want to pray today for a couple things that are close to the heart of our church. One is Heartbeats Family Center, our mission partner, okay? Heartbeats does the hard work. We start locally and then go bigger. Heartbeats does the hard work of supporting pregnant families, supporting women, children, and the unborn through resources, through education, and through the gospel. The work of Heartbeats is going to change. It's a new game. And they've talked a little bit about that, and Tess can give you all the details about that. But that's an organization and a work that is so valuable and is going to continue to be valuable. We've supported Heartbeats. I've been thinking about the Daniels Event Center today as we've gone through this. Our early days, we had multi-voice worship at the Daniels Event Center, and we supported Heartbeats in big ways. 2015, 2016, 2017, an uncertain time in that organization as it was trying to get its footing here, and our church supported Heartbeats, and will continue to. It's a valuable work and resource in our community. That work may change now. We want to continue to support and bless and pray for Heartbeats, which I'll do in a moment. Secondly, something else near and dear to the heart of this congregation, adoption, foster care. That is good and holy work. We affirm that. We want to support families in our church that are doing that work. By all indications, that work is going to become more necessary, more critical. So we want to continue to be a church that values that and prays for that. Will you join me in prayer for a moment? Lord, we pause and we do pray for the work locally of our mission partner Heartbeats, for all that they do, for expecting families, for moms, for dads, for kids, resourcing, educating, providing services, strengthen their hands for this new season ahead. Lord, for foster families in our church, strengthen their hands for their work. Bring more people to that work. We pray. We pray the same for adoption and adoption agencies and all that goes into that. Strengthen their hands. Bring more people to that work. In Jesus' name, amen. Next, moving bigger. I want to pray again, just that a new era goes on, and we can pray big prayers. We can pray, God, we pray that through new high court decisions that there are less abortions. We pray that today. We pray also that God would make that the new reality. We can pray that that would be a reality, but yet also that women and families would feel taken care of and cherished. Now those things, if you read the news, those things are mutually exclusive. But I want to pray that both happen. Because we can pray that both happen because God values children, God values the unborn, and God surely values women of every race, creed, location, etc. Let's pray together. Lord, we pray that, again, in a new era, you and your mercy and justice would come, your kingdom would come. We pray that for children. We pray that for children who've not yet seen the light of day. We pray that for women and for families all over our country. In Jesus' name, amen. Finally, I want to pray along the lines of what I shared and what we sung, what Becca shared. We want to pray that, again, in our world, in our culture, and in the church, that we are characterized by love. That what people get from us, first and foremost, is compassion and understanding, even in spite of disagreement. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we pray that you would teach us the art of disagreeing well by your Holy Spirit, that we would continue to master that skill, helped by you, encouraged by the words of your scripture, that teach us to talk with even those who oppose us with gentleness and respect. We pray that that would be our lifestyle and that you would be glorified through that. In Jesus' name, amen. I've monopolized the prayer time on this subject today. I realize that full well. If you want to talk with me about issue, things, bases that I may not have covered this morning, you want to just share thoughts with me, I'm welcome. I welcome those. I'm open to those. Please do today as we close or at any time. Would you stand? Roxy's going to close us with one more song.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. They tell me of a home far away. Yeah. Tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. They tell me of a land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through that unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of the King in His beauty there. They tell me my eyes shall behold where He sits on the throne that is whiter than snow, in that city that is made. Tell me that no tear ever comes.